This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. With July a critical month for crop growth in Iowa, growers have their eyes fixed on the latest weather forecast in hopes of timely rains for their crops. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a cooler trend is in store for parts of the Midwest and Corn Belt to begin the month of July.
Now we've settled into a somewhat cooler pattern for a lot of our major cropping areas. That is certainly true for the northwestern half of the plains and for the Midwest, where we have seen much more pleasant temperatures moving in at the end of June and into early July.
In addition to cooler temperatures, the forecast appears to be favorable for some timely rainfall in widespread areas of the Great Plains and Midwest, says Rippey.
If you look out the next week at all areas east of the Rockies, so take everything the plains to the East Coast, and there's a pretty good chance that you will see a shower or thunderstorm producing measurable rainfall at some point during the next week, if not two or three times. And that's exactly what we want to see for those crops, not just in the Midwest, but other parts of the country.
Rippey says large portions of the country east of the Rockies are likely to receive consistent rainfall.
Very broadly speaking, 1 to 3 inches of rain will be pretty common from the plains to the East Coast. A few areas will do better. A few areas may mostly miss out.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Let's look at the timing of necessary fungicide application on both corn and soybeans. Concerns exist, of course, about tar spot coming in given the warm and wet weather on corn and soybean growth stages being ahead of normal, according to good Iowa Ag Matters advocate Greg Shepherd, Southeast Iowa area agronomist for BEX Hybrids.
Depends on when the soybeans were planted. There were some soybeans that went in early in April, and I would say most April planted soybeans they're well into flower, maybe not quite full flower at the R2. But don't let those soybeans, that R3 with soybeans, don't let it sneak up on you. It's going to be coming here in the next week to 10 days. And depending on when the corn went in and what the maturity is of the hybrid, we're just starting to see tassels. You know, since we've got tar spot in the area, we might want to feather that fungicide application on corn a bit to try and really give ourselves a good 2 or 3 weeks of coverage in case tar spot does spread, does set in.
He adds the Practical Farm Research Guide provides more information at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.